And it's value and class.
BOE back in session. First item on the agenda is BOE 75. It's RGRM LLC. Mr. Dobbs.
Hey everybody, my name is Parker Owens. I'm an associate that works with Mr. Dobbs. He apologizes he can't be here today. He's got something emergent that happened in Texas County, I believe. So,
okay.
Quite a bit.
Is this on the first, looks like, eight cases that we have on the docket?
Yeah, and I can go through their names just to confirm, because they're scheduled up through 9:15 on our files this morning.
Okay.
So I've got, in no particular order, I've got Boathouse 2133.
Just a second. Okay.
Lake Spot LLC.
Got it.
Tri Lakes Vacation Home Rentals LLC.
Okay.
Wegner One.
Sorry. What's that last one?
Wegner, W E G A N R.
Got it.
I got RGRM that you just called. I've also got Timberlake Hideaway.
Yep.
I've got multiple folders on Timberlake Hideaway.
Yep.
And then Perfect Lake Rentals LLC.
Okay.
When you say multiples on Timberlake,
we only have two on our.
Yeah, two. I've got two separate folders, and then I think one of them got double stacked. So I've got two separate folders, but only one folder has stuff in it because the other folder has both.
Okay, I apologize. Tell me your name again.
Parker Owens.
Parker. Okay. Parker, just before we get started, I just want to ask a couple of. Are these all vacation rental properties? Is this what this appeal is about, or is it?
Yeah, so I believe most of them are vacation rental. One's a new construction that I think is going to be used for a vacation rental that was taxed fully as commercial. I think all of our clients live there some portion of the year.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, I don't recall you being in front of me before on this. Do you know what we've kind of done in the past on vacation rentals?
Donovan's kind of explained to me that it's been a lot of a 75-25 split with residential commercial.
Correct. And what we've done is we do that with the first property.
Mm-hmm.
And then anything after that is 100% commercial. Some counties are going 100% commercial across the board. Some, you know, there's been, we've hoped the legislature gets involved, but they just,
right.
Nothing gets out of committee. But on these particular ones, if you can or your client can, on behalf of your client, can indicate to us this is the only property here in county, we'll give that mixed use.
Okay.
Okay. If they have more than one property, then we'll let them pick which one they want, which is usually the more expensive.
And that was that final folder that
Okay, that would be the timber. So having been through this in years past, I just want to make sure you knew that so that you don't, I mean, obviously you make whatever argument you want to on behalf of your client. I just want to make sure you know. Okay.
Yep. Understandable.
Which, what do you want to start with?
Since you pulled up RGRM, I'm fine to start with that one.
Okay. And is this property the only property that RGM or the owners of that LLC have in Taney County?
I believe that's the case. That's the only one they've hired us for. I don't know why they wouldn't hire us for all their properties.
And to your knowledge, it is put in a nightly rental program, and that's why they're here in front of us?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add on that one?
No, just that looking at last year's total valuation versus this year's, it shows a 0% change. So I just request to go to the 2024 values where it shows that 75-25.
Oh, we have a valuation question on these two. I forgot to get to that. Okay. First of all, Susan, do you know if the...
Okay, I need a timeout here. I'm trying to solve an issue for this, and I you're rushing everything. I have no time to prepare. I have to go to the hallway for a second to send her home.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to wait a second, I guess. What is the value that you're showing on your card?
So the appraised value for last year was $369,430.
Three what?
$369,430.
Okay. We need to determine whether or not the value that we have on our sheet, because there was across the county reduction after the cards went out. So there's your value, the actual value that she has may be less. So we'll see.
And I apologize. Were you asking for this year's value or the last year's that I was talking about?
What do you have on this year?
This year I've got total value is $374,620.
Okay, that's what we have on our sheet.
That's
all right.
What we have.
Did you get it?
Do we need to take a recess?
No, we're good.
Okay.
You're good. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just trying to find out what value they're asking for a reduction to last year's value. I don't know what value we have because of the issue that went out with the cards. We have on our sheet 374. This is BOE 75.
That's correct.
Is that the correct after the reduction across the county?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they're saying their last year's was 369.
For 2024,
well, it's a reassessment year. I mean, something could have happened where
it
they
was
got
reassessment.
Assessed.
If you could let them know why it shows yours went up.
Well, they went from partial residence, partial commercial, back to 100% commercial.
I'm talking about assessed value. They're indicating that their value was at 369, 430 last year, trying to figure out why it's up at 374, 620.
And again, they were mixed use, and we moved them back to commercial. That's where you're going to get your difference.
So,
on your assessed value.
So do you have two numbers on your assessed value? Do you have a residential and a commercial assessed on 2024?
That's correct. And I can give those numbers.
Oh,
that's the difference. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I was just going off the totals, so I can break it down because it was that same vacation home. Mixed use, that's why we're appealing both classification and appraisal.
Okay, so you're saying the total together for residential and commercial is the 369?
That's correct, for 2024.
Okay.
So I think simply by making the, what you're saying is there wasn't a change, so simply if we make the 2575 again, that's what it's going to go to?
No, the number that he has split out is the 369. I was thinking maybe that it was the 374, but it's not.
Okay.
So the total valuation went up by a little more than $5,000 over the last year, and it switched us from the mixed residential commercial to entirely commercial.
And right. So the classification we're going to change, right. But I don't know that.
But in commercial also, it was 2.35 index, and it went up to 2.4.
Okay.
And
so
in residential, it went from 2.58 down to 2.4.
So it probably will even go down even more if we change the classification again. Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what we're saying? In other words, if we change the classification, you're going to drop your value anyway because
right.
the factor is going to change. So my motion on this one would be, as to BOE 75, would be to change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential, and to deny the valuation reduction. It'll already change when the classification changes.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
What did you say those index differences were?
25-75 is 25% commercial, 75% residential in the first one.
Okay.
If any other ones are acquired in that or by the same owners, then it becomes those are going to be 100% commercial unless they come back to us and change which one they pick
right.
to do it. Okay.
Okay.
What's the next one you got?
I've got Wegner 1.
Okay, do we have the same circumstance there? Do they own any other properties or the owners?
Well, the first one has two, so.
I only show one file for RGRA. And what's the
address? The address, it's 2957 South Camber Avenue. Two bills go there. There's RGRM and there is GNR Investment Properties.
I don't believe I have a GNR tax.
Let's look it up. You may need to look that one up.
No,
Council, of course, what we're trying to...
Actually, they've got three.
They got three.
What's the third one?
Counsel, what we're trying to avoid is the corporation shell game.
Yes.
So
there's three. They spelled out the word south on Canberra Avenue.
Those are both zone commercial, so we're okay.
Okay. So the other, you said the other ones are both zone fully commercial?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But they probably just accepted those knowing what we were going to do. I think it's because this one had previously been a mixed use that they were asking for it to be classified that way again. Okay. Which one would you like next?
So I've got, I put down Wagner. I picked up Boathouse, actually. Sorry to.
Boathouse, okay.
That's Boathouse 2133.
Same circumstance, one owner?
Not exactly. So this is, I believe, a new construction.
Okay.
And so previously it was assessed at a total valuation of the appraised value last year was $330, entirely residential. And the current appraised value is $410,960, entirely commercial.
That has been brought down to $390,990.
And what he had before was, you know, before it's put on for occupancy, you just charge whatever
right.
the land was, then it switches over to its real purpose, highest and best.
Right.
And that's what it became.
Once the building was completed, it was.
Right.
Correct. Okay. It's down to $390,990, which is consistent with, I'm assuming, the other places in that division.
Right.
And then I believe the other item on it is that it is also to be used as a rental.
Okay. Are you still making an argument on the $390,990, or given that it's gone down to that, or is that all right?
That's all right.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 358 that we change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days.
So they had four.
Do you need to deny that?
Huh? I apologize. What?
The Boathouse people have four.
Okay.
This is specific unit 304A.
All right, just one second. On Boathouse, how many do they have, and are they commercial?
What name are they in?
For that address, there's Barat Robert, Boathouse 2133, SBOZ 800, and SBOZ 504.
And so this is for Robert Barat. And, well, he's signed. This is the one under Boathouse 2133 LLC. And this is unit 304A, and that's the only one that we're doing an appeal on.
We understand that, but if they own more than one, they can only take it on one.
Right.
So that's what we're confirming.
Yes.
Susan, I'm not finding those other names.
It may be that, like the last one, that this is just the one they're asking.
And I believe Donovan has screened all of these, so in the case of multiple ownership, except I do have one that's appealed multiple, but I believe the other ones are only appealing the one property valuation change.
But gotcha. It's still them, Billings.
And I'll save that exciting one for last.
No, that's fine. I get it.
There's just one under that name.
We've been dealing with this for a lot of years now.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
They're all showing that they're commercial.
See, they're all the same.
Right, but they're all zone commercial.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, we're good.
Tax commercial.
They're all tax commercial.
Okay.
Zone,
and
sorry.
Fair enough. I'm not on those other three properties, but if they're all in the same condo area, are those all valuations all going down to that corrected 390 number?
You can confirm, but I believe that's correct. In other words, there was after she had to have stuff to the printer. I'm just telling you this because we've already been through this. So when she got that stuff, then she got a notification that she needed to drop the factor across the county on. And so those went out, or those valuations were dropped, and the taxpayer did not necessarily receive a new notice.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, when it goes down, we don't send another one. We just need to alert you that something happened and it went higher.
Okay.
Okay, what's the next one?
Now I've got Wagner 1 again.
All right.
Which number?
What is the value that you're showing on your card?
The value for this year's appraised value is $402,250.
That is